My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is a Saturday, March 11th, and it's Mike of iWatchMike.com. It's time for another recap show. Yep, talking The Flash. Now available on iTunes and everywhere else. We're going to be talking about Tuesday's episode, The Wrath of Savitar. You know what? This episode hurt me in my gut. It hurt me in my belly because, spoilers. Don't forget, people, if you're tuning in for the first time, we do spoilers here. Spoilers. But, Kid Flash, what the hell? Man, just when I was starting to like him, because, you know, I mean, Wally was, you know, he had to grow on me, you know, but then I started liking him, and then he was just cool, and what the hell? Oh, he wasn't thinking, and Savitar got his ass. And now he's trapped in the Speed Force, but dude, that part there, I mean, I'm a little upset, though. I don't know about y'all. But the Flash just stood there. And I know some people are going to be like, what was he supposed to do? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he could have jumped in there but then Savitar would have got out there and then they would have both have to work out. I don't know. I just think the Flash just standing there while everybody was watching him just stand there and Wally just gets sucked and literally shred to pieces in a speedster kind of Speed Force kind of way. Man! I mean, he was saying, Barry, help me. Like, and he just stood there. I just had to get that out. I was just, it really bummed me out. I was really pissed about that. I'm like, do anything. And I know some people are going to be like, what was he supposed to do? I don't know, but just not stand there. I don't know. Spin around, try to grab him, try to pull him out. I don't know. Something. But I know the teams can just have to get him out because Iris is not going to let this sit. Like, they're, yeah. And then their relationship, then the marriage proposal, I did not see that coming. I thought, and I should have known something when Joe at the beginning of this episode, once Iris tells everybody they're getting married and Joe kind of pulls Barry aside and says, dude, why didn't you ask for my permission? I knew that right there. I was like, yeah, why didn't he? But maybe he was just excited and wanted to do it. Because I figured since Joe was holding onto that ring, Joe knew about it. That's how I took it. But then to find out that he didn't even ask for Joe's permission, oh, hell no. And then at the end, before Wally gets sucked in there, and I know I'm going backwards a little bit, but he pretty much outs Barry because, you know, Barry was being a douche this whole episode. He was. I don't know. Sometimes I want to smack him if I could catch him because sometimes Barry, I thought Oliver on Arrow was a little Debbie Downer at times because he just, everything is his fault. And it's like, come on, freaking, let's do it. Arrow, get off that. Barry is worse. I don't know. And then he just gets in this Iris mode, and he doesn't care about anybody else. Talk about, and he's just like Caitlin. Caitlin, just when I was starting to like her too, she freaking holds on to the stone because I didn't want my powers anymore, and I'm sorry, guys. So, just everybody is thinking about themselves and, like, needs to get their shit together and start thinking as a team. There's only a few people on this team that thinks they're a team. Julian is acting more of a team player than some of these people. Yeah, this episode was, you could tell I was very emotional during this episode. I really was. bastards. What else? I guess some good stuff. Julian laid the smack down on Caitlin, which is good. She didn't punch him. I mean, she likes him. I think Caitlin needs a boyfriend. I think Julian needs a girlfriend. But knowing my luck, the writers of The Flash, I'm going to be like, yeah, oh, what the hell just happened? Killer Frost killed Julian. I don't know. I'm just making that up. Or could it be? I don't know. This episode was very emotional for me. It was like up and down, up and down, up and down. My feelings, I was angry, and then I was happy, and then I was pissed, and all this other crap. Barry's in trouble, though, because Iris took off that freaking ring, and she's not going to be, yeah. And that was all just to change the future. Why wouldn't he just say, hey, let's just go to Vegas and get married? Because I love you and you love me, I'll get Joe's permission. And then maybe it'll alter the future a little bit. So we get like, kill two birds with one stone. And yeah, maybe she'd been a little upset, but at least she'd know up front. But Barry. And now he's going to be all blah, blah, blah. And he's got to save Walt. What the hell? All right. Next Tuesday, dope episode. It's going to be called Into the Speed Force, which they better get into the Speed Force and save Kid Flash. Because now Jesse doesn't have a boyfriend or dad's gone. All right, people. That's it. Great episode. Emotional episode. If you got any comments, how did you feel about it? Feel free to tweet me wherever you're listening to this recap show. Leave a comment. Do whatever you got to do. Oh, man. All right. That's it, people. If you want to follow more me, go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. If you go to top right there, there's a tab there. It says, I think podcasts or iTunes. I'll have to check. Keep forgetting. If you go there, this show is available on iTunes plus other shows or audioboom.com. If you don't have iTunes, everything is there. So go to iwatchmike.com right there on the top. You'll see it. If you want my Snapchat, it's there on my blog. Instagram, Twitter is Mike the Movie Guy. Facebook is iwatchmike. That's pretty much it, people. So have a great weekend. I will see y'all, hear y'all maybe Tuesday night, maybe Wednesday morning, probably so, for the new episode of The Flash. Barry better get his crap together. That's all I gotta say.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.